First up, we're looking at President Obama's first news conference since he was reelected to his second term. The president took questions from the media for about an hour at the White House yesterday afternoon. One topic that came up, the so-called fiscal cliff. It's a set of spending cuts and tax increases that could go into effect soon. The president and congressional leaders are considering ways to avoid that cliff. President Obama was set to meet with business leaders after yesterday's news conference to talk about the issue. He said he wants input from everyone.
I am open to new ideas. If the Republican counterparts or some Democrats have a great idea for us to raise revenue, maintain progressivity, make sure the middle class isn't getting hit, reduces our deficit, encourages growth, I'm not going to just slam the door in their face. I want to hear ideas from everybody.
We're going to leave Washington now and head over to the Middle East, specifically Gaza, one of the territories at the center of the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. The violence between those two groups has been increasing recently. Yesterday, Israel launched airstrikes against what it said were terrorist targets. Palestinian officials said there were at least 35 strikes in an 8-hour span of time. At least 9 people were killed in the airstrikes, and that includes the leader of the military wing of Hamas. That group controls the Palestinian government, and the U.S. classifies it as a terrorist organization. Israel said its airstrikes were a response to increased rocket attacks from Gaza. One of those rockets hit a shopping center in southern Israel yesterday. Both sides, Israel and Hamas, say they're defending themselves against attacks from the other side. Finally, we're going to head all the way over to Australia. Some people made their way to the northeastern part of the country this week, and they went there to see this, a total solar eclipse that was visible over Australia's northern territories. According to NASA, this kind of thing happens on average about every 18 months. But that's in different spots around the world. This part of Australia might not see another full solar eclipse for 375 years. So what exactly is going on in a solar eclipse? It has to do with orbits and shadows. A solar eclipse happens when the moon, while it's orbiting the Earth, passes directly in front of the sun. That casts a shadow on the Earth's surface. In the outer part of that shadow, the penumbra, part of the sun is blocked. In the inner part, the umbra, that's where the eclipse is total.